This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Robert Giustra. He is the CEO of Columbus Gold Corp. Well, they trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol CBGDF. Robert, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here, Everett.
Hey, give me a little bit of a background of yourself and how you got involved to be the CEO of Columbus Gold.
Well, I used to finance mining companies, and one day I decided that if I can raise money to develop projects for others, then I should probably do it for myself. And it's been 20 years I've been in the business, more than 20 years, and about 15 of those were as a CEO.
And you guys are located in Canada, is that correct?
Yeah, we're Vancouver-based. Our head office is here, but our projects are in the United States, Nevada, and in South America.
You know, so let's get to some of the Q&A that I have in front of me here. You know, what are your main assets? You know, I have a lot of mining companies that come on the show during the month and during the year, and each one of these mining companies have their own story. So what is your guys' story?
Well, we have a combination of what I describe as advanced assets that offer downside protection as well as upside in a takeover situation. And we have what I describe as earlier stage exploration assets that offer a lot of upside. And the earlier stage projects are located in the United States, in Nevada, prolific gold producing region of the world, as you know.
Yes.
And our developed advanced asset is located in French Guiana, which although is a part of South America, it is politically fully integrated into France, kind of like Hawaii is to the United States.
So one of the projects I wanted to talk about is on the Eastside Gold Project in Nevada. Rumor has it you have 725 claims. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a large claim position. It's what we describe as district scale. It's very large. It's not just a project. It is a district scale opportunity with multiple untested targets covering a very large area of a very important gold producing region of the world.
So where are we at in the process of actually bringing something out of the ground, bringing it to the market, and actually showing some revenues on the balance sheet?
Well, that's our asset in France. It's called Montagne d'Or. That's French for mountain of gold. It's at the feasibility stage. We're several months away from completing a detailed economic study incorporating all of the financial and economic parameters. It's a large deposit. It contains over 5 million ounces of gold, grading about 1.5 grams. It's one of the better undeveloped gold projects in the world, in the sense that it ranks in the top 40, going by the projected numbers and the preliminary economic studies, for annual production of about 270,000 ounces a year. And it also has one of the highest open pit grades in the Americas. And it's a project we're quickly advancing to the feasibility stage, and the next decision after that is moving forward towards mine construction. And those decisions will be made early in 2017.
That is the one that you guys have two exclusive exploration permits on, is that correct?
That's the one that we have mining permits on. They're actual mining permits, not exploration permits.
Okay. All right. Very good. So take us, if you would, through the process. Are you guys going to farm that out and let somebody come in and excavate that, if you will, you know, bring the ore up out of the ground? Are you guys going to do that all in-house?
Well, you know, little companies, you know, smaller companies in this business, as I'm sure you know, Everett, are really good at finding deposits.
Finding the deposits.
Large companies are not, they're not so good at that. They're good at producing from them, building mines and actually producing from them. And what usually happens is big companies come and buy small companies that have undeveloped deposits. We have brought in a partner going on 3 years now, a company called Nordgold. They're the largest or fastest rather producing, the fastest growing gold company in the sector. They're 13th largest gold producer in the world and quickly moving up the ranks. They produce about 1 million ounces a year. We brought them in as a partner in order to fund the economic studies. And that stage of our relationship will be complete in the first quarter of next year. The next step will then be for Nordgold to build the mine. On commencement of production after the mine is built, remember, we're not putting up any money. They're funding everything up to that point. On commencement of construction, we will own 45% of a producing mine, unless we elect to dilute, in which case we'll have a smaller but very valuable interest.
My guest today is Robert Giustra. He is the CEO of Columbus Gold Corp. Well, they trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol CBGDF. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about you guys raising the $1.3 million. And I think you guys gave up around 2.3 million shares. What are we going to do with the money? How does that help us? Can you give us a little insight to that transaction?
Everett, I think you're referring to an agreement whereby in a settlement we were paid shares. And that topped up our treasury, as you indicated, by $1.3 million. But we're well funded. We have more money than that in the bank. We have significantly more money than that in the bank by an order of magnitude. We're well funded, but the key here is that somebody else is spending the money on our development stage asset in French Guiana. We're not spending any money there. We're getting all the value, and we're getting the upside. But most importantly, when you look at the numbers, for anybody getting involved at Columbus at this stage, there's virtually no downside based on our market cap, just under $100 million.
Right.
If you look at the value of that asset.
You know, explain to my listeners what an NI 43-101 is. I think they would, because there's so many, companies that fly by the seat of their pants, but you guys have real geologists. You guys have to follow some set of rules up there in IROC. Can you tell my listeners what that is exactly?
Well, simply put, it's a set of standards that Canadian companies have to abide by with respect to reporting, which doesn't exist in the United States when it comes to resource or specifically mining projects. As a Canadian listed company, and as you pointed out, we're also listed on the OTC QX, but as a Canadian listed company where our principal listing is located, we have to abide by these very stringent standards to ensure that our reporting is at a high level of quality. And, certainly it's something we prescribe to.
You want to give out that ticker symbol on the TSX?
We're listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange. We were one of only two companies in the last, two previous years prior to our listing that actually graduated from the TSX Venture Exchange to the Toronto Stock Exchange. And our symbol is CGT, Charlie George Tom.
Our guest today is Robert Giustra. He is the CEO of Columbus Gold Corp. Well, they trade on the OTCQX. They also trade on the TSX. On the OTCQX, the ticker symbol is CBGDF. What are the a couple near-term catalysts for Columbus that you can give us in the next, say, two or three quarters?
Well, I think we're leaving the best for last year, Everett, because I know we're running out of time. I described our Montan d'Or deposit in French Guiana, which provides upside in a takeover scenario, and the fact that it gives protection on the downside. What we haven't talked about is our Nevada assets in the most prolific gold-producing area in the world, in Nevada. We have made a district-scale discovery, as I earlier described, and it is impressive. It's surrounded by infrastructure. It's decent grade. It has the right type of metallurgy, and it's open pit. And most importantly, it looks like it has the potential to be very large.
Wow.
The main catalyst coming out of Nevada is we're expecting to announce our maiden, our first resource estimate on the project this fall. So the near-term catalysts are in Nevada, a resource estimate on the initial size of the gold deposit, and it will get bigger with additional drilling. And in the first quarter of next year, which is not that far away, a full-fledged final feasibility study on our 5 million ounce deposit, Montan d'Or.
Our guest today, the company that we're highlighting is Columbus Gold Corp. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol CBGDF. Our CEO that we're highlighting is Robert Joustra, and he's got a lot of going on over there. Like he says, we got plenty of money in the bank. We got nothing but upside, very little downside, and our main project that we're looking. In closing here, Robert, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to discuss that you would like to get out to the listeners?
Well, Everett, I appreciate the opportunity to be on the radio show. I think we've covered all the main highlights, and perhaps I'll close by saying that there are a lot of companies in the sector. You can count on one hand the ones that have 5 million ounce deposits, and Columbus Gold is one of them. So we're an imminent takeover target, in addition to all the other milestones that I mentioned earlier.
I want to thank you for coming on the show today. We're going to check back with you in a couple of months, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Appreciate that, Everett. Take care.